USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he's seeking the advice of his advisors and labor leaders on a plan to reopen the country. At the coronavirus task force briefing, he now says the decision will be made in conjunction with each state.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reporting more than 10,000 deaths in New York City alone. That includes 3,700 people who hadn't been tested yet for the virus.
We think we are at the apex on the plateau. The number of hospitalizations went up, flattened, continuing to flatten. Good sign. Technically, the number's down a tad.
This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The World Health Organization is officially under review. USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump announcing the United States will temporarily halt funding the WHO.
Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less. As the organization's leading sponsor, the United States has a duty to insist on full accountability.
The president also noted the WHO was not on board with his decision to ban travel to the United States from China.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The entertainment industry has been rocked by the deaths related to the coronavirus pandemic. The worlds of music, theater, sports, film, and television have lost many veteran performers. Here are a few of the notable entertainers we've lost to COVID-19. Four-time Tony Award-winning playwright Terrence McNally died March 24th. Also, jazz musician Manu Dibango and fashion designer Jenny Polanco. On March 25th, we lost Chef Floyd Cardos, and on March 26th, actor Mark Bloom. On March 29th, we lost country singer Joe Diffie. CBS broadcast journalist Maria Mercader died March 29th, and comedian Kim Shimura also died on the 29th. British actor Andrew Jack passed away on March 31st. On April 1st, we lost musician Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne. Jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis died also on April 1st, and on April 2nd, author and actor Patricia Bosworth. On April 4th, NFL kicker Tom Dempsey passed away, and Grammy Award-winning folk singer and songwriter John Prine died while receiving treatment for COVID-19 and pneumonia. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.